It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star.
Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting or calling 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So starting off with your top three stories, of course, the big story, President Biden did go ahead and announce what we all suspected, which is that he is going to do a student loan forgiveness program. We covered it at the beginning of last hour, and I'll cover it again about, I'll cover it again here in about 20 minutes. Just a little bit more details pertaining to that. Then, what else we got here? Then, top three stories. Reported 15 people have been killed in an Independence Day attack in Ukraine as that war continues to ravage on. First Lady Jill Biden testing positive in a rebound case of COVID-19 3 days after she had gotten out of quarantine, gotten out of isolation. Now it looks like it's 22 people. I just did a refresh. 22 people were killed in the in a train station in an Independence Day attack. Now, I also saw this story too. That's a little bit. I don't know how I didn't see it earlier, but apparently a airline is has declared bankruptcy. It's a smaller airline. It's not like one of the major ones, but it's now I'm trying to pull it up. Oh, here it is. They were actually an airline that was one of those secondary airlines that was contracted with Delta and with United Express Jet Airlines. It's like you'll fly Delta and you'll go to Atlanta, but then from Atlanta to Timbuktu, they're like, we don't have a flight. We don't have Delta planes going to Timbuktu. So they instead they have you go on ExpressJet. ExpressJet declared bankruptcy. They stopped their operations earlier this week. And so basically United and Delta used them. And when the pandemic started, United canceled their contract with ExpressJet and they just have not been able to recover since then. Oh, what does that mean for air travel when we already have so many cancellations and delays? Speaking of which, I didn't share this on Monday. I probably should have. But since we're talking about airlines, over the weekend, I flew out over the weekend and I flew back. Just quick jaunt. And I didn't get back until super late Sunday night. And the reason why is because I flew into Atlanta. I was on Delta. And I arrive. I only had a 1 hour layover. And you know what the Atlanta airport's like, right? You're 1 hour layover. It could take me 2 hours to cross the stupid airport, you know? So I'm panicking. I'm rush walking. I'm not panicking, but I'm rush walking. And I get to the gate. About the time I get to the gate, I get an alert on my phone. Flight's been delayed an hour. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Well, that gives me time to just relax a little bit. I don't know. I'm sitting there working on my laptop and just not paying attention to anything. All of a sudden, I get a text alert. Flight's been delayed 2 more hours. 3 hour delay total? Okay, I'm going to go get something to eat. So finally get something to eat, get down there, go ahead and board the plane. By the time we're boarding the plane, it's past the 3 hour mark now. Now we're like 3.5 hours. Oh boy, what's going on here? All right. I'm like when I do these little quick jaunts I do on the weekend sometimes, like I don't even take lug. I don't take bags. I take my laptop bag and that's it. And so because of that, I don't even have a carry on to have to like fight to make sure I have got a bin for my carry on. So I don't care about that stuff. I just need a seat. So I always just board last. And so I just wait till the line's gone. And then I'm like, okay, now I'll get up. And half the time they're always like, we need so-and-so to come. And that's me. The intercom, that's me. Because I'm usually just like on my laptop or I'm listening to music or something. And then I hear my name. I'm like, oh, that's it. I guess I'm going on the plane now. So I'm like the last on the plane. There's still like 3 or 4 people in the tunnel. And all of a sudden, 2 pilots come like whizzing by me, like almost knocking me down with their bags trying to rush to get on the plane. I'm like, what? The pilots are just now getting here? Like, all right. And they're like rushing. I'm like, okay, all right, cool. So I go sit in my seat. I do what I always do. I put my sunglasses on. I put my noise-canceling headphones on, and I go to sleep. And like I'm usually out before the plane even taxis. Like, I fall asleep anywhere. So I go ahead, and I put my noise-canceling headphones on, put on some music, and put my sunglasses on, close my eyes. I'm asleep. I wake up, and I'm like groggy, trying to figure out where I am and stuff, and the plane stopped. And I'm like, daggum, we're already like perfect time. I didn't feel us land or nothing. I didn't feel us take off. That was amazing. I slept great. Look at my phone. I'm like, an hour and a half? It was like an hour and 45 minutes, almost 2 hours. And I was like, it only takes an hour and 10 minutes to fly from Atlanta to Pensacola. What in the world happened? And then the person next to me saw that I woke up, and he starts talking to me, and I take out one of my headphones. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, bet you thought we were in Pensacola, huh? And I was like, are we still in Atlanta? He's like, yeah. I was like, are you kidding me? It's been like 2 hours. He goes, yeah, it's been 2 hours. An hour later, we finally like started moving. So apparently what had happened was, like, I no sooner fell asleep. They were trying to get everything rushed, get everybody going, you know, and then they made an announcement that the pilots timed out. And I'll explain that in a second if you don't know what it is. And then that their time was up. And then, let me just explain now. Basically, you can only fly, like, you can only work for, like, 12 hours. That's it. When you're 12 hours up, you're not in the air, like, you're done. And so, and it's apparently not even, like, Delta that does it. It's, like, TSA. Like, your time's up. You've been working for 12 hours. Get off the plane. So they pulled the pilots. So now they said, we got to wait for pilots. So we had to wait for an hour, like 45 minutes to an hour. I was sleeping through this whole thing. Wait for an hour. New pilots arrive. They go, we have new pilots. And apparently the whole plane like erupted in applause. Yay, we're going to finally leave. They got the new pilots all settled. They no sooner got the pilots settled, and they made an announcement. We got an announcement. Our flight attendants have timed out now. We need new flight attendants. So they had to have the flight attendants leave the plane. And so about when I woke up, like maybe 30 minutes later, new flight attendants boarded, and everybody was like, just get us in the air. It was like all panic mode. But it's because they're so short-staffed, they're having to wait for people to come off other flights, to get over here to help with this flight, to get over there to help with that flight. And we finally made it, like super late that night, but, you know, there you go. Real life experience. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing slowdowns on I-10 eastbound. We have an accident at mile marker 29. Left lane was blocked off for a good bit of time. It's starting to clear up, but definitely still seeing those slowdowns. That is going to be right. The accident is right after Ward Basin Road, but you'll start seeing those slowdowns around the Garson Point exit. So keep that in mind. Eastbound on I-10 is still seeing some delays due to this accident. 29 and 90 looking good, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also checking in clear. See something else? Give me a call, 850-2626-111. I'm Greasy Wolf with your traffic on the fives. Could you imagine flying with, like, young kids?
Oh.
And you're already stressed out, and then you have to sit on the plane for 3 more hours
so
with these kids?
That's what woke me up.
Oh, gosh.
That's what woke me up. It was a couple aisles down from me. These kids were screaming their heads off. And I was just like, what is going on, you know? And that's what woke me up. And these kids, yeah, they were young kids, and they just had enough of sitting on the plane for over 2 hours and not even moving. And by the time we landed in Pensacola, you know, yeah, those kids were just screaming
that
their
traumatic.
Heads off. Yeah, they were. I was like cranking my headphones up even more, like, louder, please. Let me change using because I'm sleeping. I'm trying to listen to like nice soft music or whatever. And I was like, let me put on some hard rock. I need to get rid of this noise. Like, holy cow! Got a text here. Students, when they find out that their $10,000 cancellation counts as taxable income, and it shows like SpongeBob and Patrick running around in panic mode. The thing is because of something from the American Rescue Plan, it will not count as taxable income, according to the White House's press release. So that's a little something right there. All right, you should have hitched on the super slab. You know, the thing is, I was in Atlanta for so long, I could have rented a car and just drove here and been here 2 hours before we landed. Like, that's how long I was in Atlanta. It was crazy. But it is what it is. I look at it like, as an adventure. It's memorable. I always remember it now. So, all right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, top trending news. Good. I'm all good. It's all good. Like I said, I just look at life as an adventure. I don't let things like that bother me. It's like, whatever. It's not like, I mean, who are you going to get upset about? The people who quit because they didn't like their job? Or the people who quit because they didn't want to get jabbed? I mean, it's just like, everybody's got to do their own thing. It does stink, though. What I don't like, though, is when they overbook flights. That does bother me. When I'm sitting there at the gate, I'm like, why are we not boarding yet? And then they're like, we need 3 people to volunteer to go on a different flight. And you're like, what? Why would we do that? Like, we have places to go. That's why I booked this flight. And but then once again, I'm usually the person that goes, oh, I'll stay. You know, I'm like, whatever. What are you going to give me if I stay? So, by the way, to give credit where credit's due with Delta, I didn't complain. I didn't do anything. I got an email from Delta later, and they awarded me like a whole bunch of Sky Miles. So, like, they tried to, like, I didn't even complain or nothing, and they sent out an email, hey, we didn't understand you had a bad trip. I'm like, it's fine. So, just to give them a little credit where credit's due. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Jurors have now reached a verdict in the trial involving Vanessa Bryant's lawsuit against Los Angeles County. Of course, that lawsuit accusing the county of negligence because the first responders shared graphic images of her husband, Kobe Bryant, and their daughter after that deadly crash a couple years ago. Celebrity chef Mario Batali now settling lawsuits from women that he allegedly sexually assaulted, even though a judge previously ruled in his favor.
I'm going to find the defendant not guilty to the charge of indecent assault and battery.
Lawyers for Natalie Tenney and Alexandra Brown confirmed they've resolved their disputes in the state court in Boston. I don't know how many Law & Order fans we have, but all 3 Law & Order shows are going to be crossing paths, Bobby, for their season premieres. And that's Law & Order, Law & Order SVU, and Law & Order Organized Crime all coming together to tell a single story. That one's going to air on September 22nd. It's the first time all 3 of those shows have ever done a crossover. And
that seems weird. I'm just going to say that.
A series of 100 replicas of the late Jerry Garcia's signature guitars going on sale soon. But it's going to cost you if you want one. Quite a bit. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the built-to-order replica of Garcia's Alligator Stratocaster is going to be sold for $20,000. The Fender custom shop recreating those guitars in honor of what would have been his 80th birthday.
Well, there you go. All right, I like it. 80th birthday. You're younger than Anthony Fauci, who just says he's going to move on to a second part of his career at 81 years old.
That's right. Plenty of time left.
As long as he doesn't get thrown into the Potomac. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Go back to the Law and Order thing. So there's three Law and Order shows, but there's like SVU.
Right. There's the original Law and Order. There's SVU, and there's Law and Order Organized Crime. Apparently, I've never seen that one. I've seen SVU. I've seen SVU in the original.
What's SVU? Special Victims Unit?
Yes.
Something like that?
Yeah, Special Victims Unit. I think so that one.
I thought Law and Order was an illegal show. Isn't it like an attorney show?
More like a cop show.
It's a cop show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I did see the She-Hulk, the first episode of She-Hulk, and that's an attorney show, according to She-Hulk herself. That's what she explained in the show, that this is actually an attorney show. She just happens to be a Hulk at the same time. Did you see the episode yet?
No.
It's a little goofy.
Yeah.
But
if I have time, I may watch it, but it's not on the list.
So she's an attorney?
Yeah, she's an attorney.
And then, and if the ruling doesn't go in her favor, then she doesn't like that? Yeah.
That's what you'd think, but no. Apparently, it's so far I don't know, because the first episode was kind of an origin story. Like, this is how she became the She-Hulk. And then who knows what it's going to go from there. But, yeah, because that's what I would think, too, is like, you're sitting there talking to the jury, and all of a sudden you just slightly turn green a little bit. Like, just go my way on this one. You know you want to. You know you believe my client, don't you? You know? And then they agree. Magically just agree.
I mean, if you hulk up in the middle of the courtroom and just start smashing everything, is that enough to get you disbarred?
I don't, you know, not if you
He's
stay.
He's only watched one episode, David.
I was going to say, and not if you stay hulked up.
I have questions that have to be answered.
I was going
to
say, and not if you stay hulked up. Who's going to disbar the Hulk?
That's a valid point, yeah.
Yeah, and I have questions about, like, never mind, not going to go there. Yeah, I was going to talk about this time of the month, She-Hulking, and if that would
we need traffic.
Be magic. Like, would that happen? Does that affect the She-Hulkness or anything like this? I don't know. I have questions as well. But so far, it's just an attorney show, allegedly. All right. Now that I've made everybody uncomfortable, let's get traffic on the fives.
Okay, we're still seeing slowdowns on I-10. This is going to be at mile marker 29. It is right next to the Ward Basin Road exit. Still seeing slowdowns with one lane blocked off. This is going to be an overturned traffic tractor trailer. In the eastbound direction at mile marker 29. So keep that in mind and expect some slowdowns. I-110 looking good, 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point in Navarre. Won't see anything to slow you down. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, got a text. I like how you say you're not going to talk about something and then go proceed to talk about it. It's my way of saying I'm not going to talk about this, and then like then it's okay. Then I can talk about it.
And it's the things he thought not to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour, yeah. And now it's like, oh, it's 6:20.
Yeah,
let it
exactly.
Loose.
4 o'clock hour, I've been like, I'm not going to even bring this one up. 6 o'clock hour, I'm like, yeah, okay. A little tired now. I don't have as much mental power to resist the words coming from my mouth. They just flow out. I can't stop it. There you go. Coming up here next, I'm going to give you some more updates, some more facts pertaining to President Biden's approach to student loan forgiveness. That comes up next. Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the Biden administration student loan debt plan. This is the Cliff Notes. There's actually a lot that they've released on their on WhiteHouse.gov. But here's the Cliff Notes: $20,000 forgiven if you went to college on Pell Grants. Which I thought Pell Grants were like, that's a grant. You don't have to pay it back. I thought. So I'm a little confused on that. $10,000 if you didn't receive Pell Grants. Forgiveness only applies to those making less than $125,000. And this is per person, not a household thing. Student loans pause goes through the end of the year, so you don't have to make payments on your student loans till the end of the year. And the if you have undergraduate loans, you can cap repayment at 5% of your income instead of 10% of your income. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Earlier in the 4 o'clock hour, we interviewed D.C. Reeves, mayor-elect of Pensacola, and we'll replay that interview for you here in just a minute on Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. First, I want to let you know about the president's plan, once again, pertaining to student loan relief. So that is one of the top three stories. The top three stories are, first of all, that the 22 people now actually have been killed in an Independence Day attack in Ukraine. First Lady Jill Biden has tested positive in a rebound case of coronavirus, and President Biden is going to cancel up to $10,000 in student loan for most borrowers. Now, this is actually $20,000 in forgiven debt if you went to college on Pell Grants, $10,000 if you didn't receive Pell Grants. And then, but some of the other, it's not just that, there's also a plan to try to cut the payments for undergraduate loans. So one of the things is, all right, $10,000 if you went to or $20,000 worth of debt cancellation to Pell Grant recipients with loans held by the Department of Education. $10,000 in debt and cancellation to non-Pell Grant recipients. So then the other idea is to make it easier for people making payments, okay? So for undergraduate loans, the amount the borrowers will have to pay each month will be go from 10% down to 5% of discretionary income. They'll raise the amount of income that is considered non-discretionary that is protected from repayment. Then the forgive loan balances after 10 years of payments. Right now it's 20 years of payments for borrowers with original loan balances of $12,000 or less. They say basically that alone, plus a $10,000 to $20,000, forgiveness, will allow nearly all community college borrowers, so people went to community colleges, to be debt-free within 10 years. So those are just some of the suggestions and some of the plans for the White House. So how do you get this $10,000 student loan forgiveness, Bobby? How do I do this? Well, right now you can't. This has just been an announcement, and what the Biden administration is saying is that, quote, this is from whitehouse.gov, the Department of Education will work quickly and efficiently to set up a simple application process for borrowers to claim relief. The application will be available no later than when the pause on federal student loan repayments terminates at the end of the year. So between now and the end of the year, we'll have some sort of application process that you fill out and in order to try to get relief. Now, here's the thing that I've already been getting a lot of feedback that people are going to be freaking out when they get $10,000 relief, but then all of a sudden they've got to pay taxes on the $10,000. Once again, quote, thanks to the American Rescue Plan, this debt relief will not be treated as taxable income for federal income tax purposes. And then also, nearly 8 million borrowers may be eligible to receive relief automatically because the relevant income data is already available to the department. In other words, you won't need to do any kind of proof of income because they already got access to the IRS. So there you go. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up losing to the Montgomery Biscuits last night. They're supposed to play again tonight, but, rain. So it's been postponed until tomorrow. 4:05, first pitch for the first game, and then they'll have a second game after that. Right now in Major League, or earlier today in Major League Baseball, Washington Nationals beat the Seattle Mariners. Cleveland Guardians beat the Padres. Rangers beat the Rockies 16-4. Tigers beat the Giants. And the Atlanta Braves ended up beating the Pirates 14-2. The Miami Marlins ended up losing to the Oakland A's in 10 innings, 3-2. Tampa Bay Rays right now are playing the Angels, but that game's scoreless at the bottom of the second. The Boston Red Sox are beating the Blue Jays 2-0. Reds over the Phillies 1-0. White Sox over the Baltimore Orioles 2-0. And that game, by the way, the White Sox-Orioles game, is on FS1, bottom of this second inning. In sports news, better get to it. In sports news, the PGA Tour is making big changes after a Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy meeting. Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, and launched a new virtual golf tournament that's going to be going on with PGA players in conjunction with the PGA. But so then, not only was that announced, but they also announced that they will have bigger payouts for the top players in the PGA next year. Chet Holmgren. He's the number two overall pick for the Oklahoma City Thunder NBA basketball team. He had an injury to his foot, torn ligaments, could be out the rest of the season. That's very disappointing. Or the whole season. The season hasn't even started yet. New Orleans Saints quarterback Jameis Winston is hoping to play in Friday's preseason game. He's yet been able to be able to play that much. He's wanting to get more playing time before the regular season starts, as he is coming back from a knee injury. And Len Dawson, the Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs and broadcaster, passing away today at the age of 87. So Len Dawson right there. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
You're never going out of style. Ooh,
pretty, Pensacola right now, baby. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Extensive surveying has shown that America is becoming less liberal. What? You'd never guess that by listening to the mainstream media and talking heads and comedians and celebrities. But yes, according to the survey, America is becoming less liberal. However, that does not mean America is becoming more conservative. No, America is going more to the moderate middle. It's not necessarily becoming less conservative. It's like the conservatives are conservative, but the people who were liberal are moving more towards the middle. And I thought that was kind of interesting. I used to joke about that with Obama. I said Obama's policies are so far left, it's scaring people to the right. And it did in many ways. But then in other ways with Trump scared people away from the right. Like the conservatives loved him, you know, but even some conservatives don't like him. And so people went to the middle instead of to the right. So it doesn't really surprise me to see that result. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.